O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's son.
Hi, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for April 14th, 2020. As we continue to seek Him together as a family of families. Today we'll be reading Psalm 50, 1 through 6, Leviticus 9, 12 through 10, 20, and Mark 3, 13 through 19. We'll be starting with Psalm 50, 1 through 6. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silent. Before Him is a devouring fire. Around Him, a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that He may judge His people. Gather to Me, My faithful ones, who made a covenant with Me by sacrifice. The heavens declare His righteousness, for God Himself is judge. Selah. Leviticus 9, 12, 10, 20. Then He killed the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons handed Him the blood, and He threw it against the sides of the altar, and they handed the burnt offering to Him piece by piece, and the head and the burned, and He burned them on the altar, and He washed the entrails and the legs and burned them with the burnt offering on the altar. Then He presented the people's offering, and took the goat of the sin offering that was for the people, and killed it, and offered it as a sin offering, like the first one. And He presented the burnt offering, and offered it according to the rule. And He presented the grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar besides the burnt offering of the morning. Then He killed the ox and the ram and sacrificed of people peace offerings for the people. And Aaron's sons handed Him the blood, and He threw it against the sides of the altar. But the fat pieces of the ox and of the ram, the fat tail and that which covers the entrails and the kidneys and the long lobe of the liver, they put the fat pieces on the breast, and He burned the fat pieces on the altar. But the breast and the right thigh Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. Then Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them, and he came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and when they came out, they blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the pieces of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them. The fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has said. Among those who are near Me, I will be sanctified. And before all the people, I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Come near, carry your brothers away from the front of the sanctuary and out of the camp." So they came near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, "Do not let the hair of your heads hang loose, and do not tear your clothes, lest you die. in wrath come upon all the congregation. But let your brothers, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning that the Lord has kindled. And do not go outside the entrance of the tent of meeting, lest you die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. The Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, drink no wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. You are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. And you are to teach the people of Israel all the statutes that the Lord has spoken to them by Moses. Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his surviving sons. Take the grain offering that is left of the Lord's food offerings and eat unleavened beside the altar. For it is most holy. You shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your due and your son's due from the Lord's food offerings. For so I am commanded. But the breast that is waved and the thigh that is contribute, you shall eat in the clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you. For they are given as your due and your sons' due from the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the people of Israel. The thigh that is contributed and the breast that is waved, they shall bring with the food offerings of the fat pieces to wave for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be yours and your sons with you as a due forever, as the Lord has commanded. Now Moses diligently inquired about the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burned up. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the surviving sons of Aaron, saying, why have you not eaten the sin offering in the place of the sanctuary, since it is a thing most holy and has been given to you that you may bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, its blood was not brought into the inner part of the sanctuary. You certainly ought to have eaten it in the sanctuary as I commanded. And Aaron said to Moses, behold, today they have offered their sin offering and burnt offering before the Lord. And yet such things as these have happened to me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would the Lord have approved? And when Moses heard that, he approved. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother, and James, to whom he gave the names Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for April 14th, 2020. Now, first and foremost, how would you like to be called the sons of thunder by God? I mean, that, wow. I Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder. That would have been awesome. However, that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about what we read in Leviticus, because what we read in Leviticus, we see something happening here, and we got to ask, what is going on? And in particular, it is when Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, take what is called unauthorized fire. Other translations have translated this as strange fire, but the word in Hebrew here used could also mean profane fire. No matter what kind of fire it was, the point is there was something wrong with it. And we don't know exactly what Aaron's sons did to receive such condemnation from the Lord. But we do know this: God knows our hearts. He knows what we truly believe and our attitude toward Him. We cannot offer Him proud sacrifices that are unworthy of Him. He seeks those who come to Him in humility, ready to sacrifice their pride and lay before Him humble and contrite hearts, grieving for sin. These are the kind of sacrifices that God is looking for. And once again, we don't know what exactly is going on here, but we see a similar story happening in Acts 5, 1 through 11, when two people in particular named Ananias and Sapphira sell a property and tell Peter that they gave the whole proceeds to the church. However, they didn't give the whole, they withheld a small portion. And Peter makes it clear, you have not lied just to human beings, but to God. And with that news, they actually fall over dead. The Spirit causes them to fall over dead because they had withheld a portion of the property and lied about it. And once again, it's not about the fact that they didn't give it all, but it's about the fact that they lied about it. So there was something dishonest, too, here that must have been going on with Dadab and Abihu. And we must ask, how is it that this can be a warning for us today? How is it that this can provide for us an understanding of God today? What does this tell us about God in particular? God is holy. He is completely other. And it's very clear that we are not. We are not holy. We are not completely other. And we are to honor God's holiness. We are to honor who God is. We are to understand and have a reverent fear of God, knowing He's not just one that can destroy the body, but He can destroy the body and the soul. And that's one of those things where we could say that there may have been irreverence. You know, it talks about drunkenness later on in Leviticus and verses 8 through 9. However, the point is, whatever it was the men did to render the offering in a profane way, it was a sign of their disgrace for the utter holiness of God and the need to honor and obey Him in solemn and holy fear. It is also clear there's something about being the example that is here. Nadab and Abihu were to be the examples for the people of Israel to follow. And if they weren't living up to the standard that God had given them to live up to, this would explain why it is that their profane fire had consumed them. And yes, there is forgiveness. Yes, there is totally forgiveness, and people fall short. But what we must also understand in this is, if we continue to act in irreverence towards God, if we continue, you know, the author of Hebrews says, shall we crucify Christ a second time? This would be unheard of. This would be baffling to do. Therefore, we should remember who our God is. We should remember He is holy and He is completely other. And we should abide in the life that He has called us to as His church. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. Bring you back home.